But notice what they say to him. Because he says, what do ye in verse 18? What do they say to him in verse 19? Hold thy peace. Lay thine hand upon thy mouth. But go ahead and be a father and a priest to us. As we tell you what to do, we're going to tell you to shut up. And then we're going to tell you to shut up again. And then we're going to tell you about your job description as our pastor. Shut up. Shut up. All right. Be our pastor. I mean, isn't that what they're basically saying? I mean, they say, hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us and be to us a father and a priest. And of course, those are not appropriate titles for a man of God anyway. He's not a priest because he's not of the sons of Aaron, but yet they're calling him a priest. And he shouldn't be called father because we should only call the Father in heaven father. We should not call pastors father so-and-so. So we see here that they want him to shut up. They want to tell him what to do, but they want him to be the pastor. And look, this is the pastor that a lot of people are looking for. You know, don't preach on sin. Don't preach anything negative. Preach what we tell you to preach, but you're going to be a father unto us. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't tell my father what to do. I never told my father what to do. And by the way, my kids don't tell me what to do. They don't issue me orders and commands and tell me to shut up and tell me what to do, right? You know, when I was growing up, my dad made the rules. My mom made the rules, and the children did not make the rules for the house. We didn't tell our parents and command them and go send them off doing errands for us and tell them how it's going to be and what they can say and what they can't say. That's not how they told us what we were allowed to say and what we were not allowed to say. Okay, so isn't it ironic that they're calling him father even as they disrespect him, slap him in the face, and insult him by telling him to shut up twice? Okay. There's a group of people out there, they want this kind of a religious leader who's actually going to be someone that they control. And let me tell you something, and I don't care if this is popular, I don't care if people say, it's a cult! It's a cult! You know, it's like they just push that cult button, you know. Cult, cult, cult. Because, let me tell you something, the church is supposed to be run by the pastor. There, I said it. Okay, we believe in pastor-led churches. Let me tell you something. I grew up as an independent fundamental Baptist, and every good church that I ever went to was led by the pastor. And every lame church that I ever went to, the pastor was just a figurehead and a paper tiger and had no authority and made no decisions and didn't actually lead the church. Let me tell you something. Churches need to be led by a pastor. And that's out of fashion right now, but I don't care. If it's out of fashion, it's biblical. You know, if you study the Bible, you'll find that God uses leaders to rally his people to serve him all throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. I did a sermon a while back called One Leader, and I just went through and just showed just example after example after example after example after example. You know, our church is not run by a presbytery. This is not a Presbyterian church. Okay, we don't have a board of elders. It's more like bored elders, boring elders. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got these deacon-run churches, board-run churches. Let me tell you something. I've never been in a red-hot soul-winning church that was deacon-run. I've never been in a church where the pastor was ripping face and preaching hard from the pulpit that was a deacon-run church or a board-run church or run by a committee. That's not how it works, my friend.